Welcome back on in. It's the WEOL Cobles Insurance High School Weekly Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rock Onushi here with you alongside Tom Evans as we go to the hotline and welcome in a very, very special guest in the form of former Elyria wrestling coach and longtime legendary wrestling coach here in Lorain County. You know him as none other than Eric Burnett. Coach Burnett, thank you very much for taking the time to stop by. Hope all has been well as of late, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, things have been well, man. Thanks for having me on, you guys. Really appreciate it.
So as we were talking, Tom and I, amongst ourselves last segment, you know, we were saying for you wrestling guys, once you quote-unquote retire, that word kind of carries a loose definition as you never really are fully able to step away from the mat. What have you been up to now since you've stepped away from the head coaching gig at Elyria? I'm sure you've still been mat side, you know, plenty often.
Yeah, I just stepped out of the room to come into my office to talk to you guys.
Yeah, some retirement.
Yeah, we're still getting at it just about every day, and I'm just in a different role, man, and I love it. It's just been awesome.
Eric, on the topic of different roles, I want to go back a little bit. You know, you were a four-time state champ and went over and had a really good college career and came back. And tell me about that phone call from Torrey McGuire to asking you to be the head coach over at Elyria.
Oh, man. You know, it's one of those things. I felt very comfortable at Amherst Steel with Coach Flop, with Bill Walker. You know, at one point I actually lived with him. When I moved back from Pennsylvania, and I really enjoyed the assistant coaching role. I actually didn't feel like I was ready. I told Torrey McGuire, basically he called me for a couple of months, man. And I was just like, listen, I just don't know that I can do it right now. But anybody that knows McGuire knows that he's pretty persistent.
Yeah.
And he continued to call me and we got it rolling. I think it was right around in August of 1997, I guess. And then we rolled from there.
We're talking to Eric Burnett, recently stepped down as Elyria's head wrestling coach, but still very actively involved. And Eric, I want to get a congratulations. You've been elected to the Elyria Wrestling Hall of Fame, but that's not just about your coaching stint at Elyria High School. You know, you told us a little bit about that, but you know, anybody and everybody knows about Burnett Trained Wrestling, the BTW. You've coached the Junior Olympic teams. You've coached the teams that have gone out to Fargo. You've run camps. You've run tournaments at Elyria. How do you just step in and how do you take over something like that and then and build on it, which you did. You built a nationally ranked powerhouse over at Elyria. Talk to us about that.
Well, it's all about the kids and the support group, the families and whatnot. I mean, you got to have a buy-in, right? It's always the same coaches every year. You know, we had teams that were ranked in the top 10 in the country, and we had teams that, you know, didn't score any points at the state tournament. You know, the difference is it's not the coaches, it's the wrestlers and the families, and so that's really. I mean, of course, you know, the coaches guide, right? We do some guiding and things like that, and we work hard. But, you know, it really comes down to all the people involved. And it's like, I was really lucky because as a very young coach, I had a brother in high school. And, I got to wrestle with him a lot, and he had tough partners. And, you know, we always kind of believed in just helping everybody, if that makes sense. And that started way back when I was a kid, just from different people around Lorain County. And I'm getting a little long-winded here, but there were just
no. This is good, great stuff, Eric. This is exactly what we want. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, guys like Coach Jane and the Turnus brothers and Gus Ristis was over at Firelands at the time. These are guys that they had no real vested interest in me, right? I wasn't scoring any points for their teams, things like that. But their mindset was like to try to help kids get better. And, of course, with my upbringing and my dad being a coach and then Coach Zeman and Coach Clark, the guys I had in high school, very similar mindset. You know, help anybody that wants to come and learn. You know, the Milkovich family. You know, Tommy Milkovich was coaching at North Olmsted when I was in high school, and I was over there working out with them. You know, and we kind of adopted that mindset and rolled with it, you know what I mean, as far as when I moved back from Pennsylvania back in 1994. You know, we just, that's just how we rolled. And, you know, if your kids buy in your home district, and they wrestle with the outside kids. Okay, say you got the kids that are a little higher level, more experienced, and they're coming into your wrestling room. You're either gonna, if you're the kid from the home school, you're gonna take advantage of it or you're not, right? And we had, fortunately, early on when we started at Elyria, we had a lot of our kids buy into that, wrestling some of the best kids in Ohio on a weekly basis, and they got better as a result. They got better. So we were very fortunate all the way around, right?
Absolutely. Eric, you've had a tremendous career. Like I said, you span youth wrestling all the way up to the Junior Olympic and that type of thing. Talk to us about some of the wrestlers that that you made a special connection with. Talk to us about some moments that really stood out for you in your years of doing it.
Well, I mean, you know, at Elyria, in the very beginning, you had Jason Robinette, Jack Gillespie, Kirk Ault, Derek Richards, Rick Healy. These are guys, and I'm forgetting, Chris Helm. Okay, these are guys that bought in, all right, from the rip, right? Some of them were sophomores. Rick Healy and Jack Gillespie, they were both seniors the first year that we were at Elyria. But there was a buy-in, right? And then those guys graduated, but the other guys, the guys that were younger, okay, the Helms, the Robinettes, the Alts, the Richards, we were together all the time. We built that barn, the Piecraft family. They built that barn out in LaGrange, and I lived there. There was a little apartment in there, and I lived there. And these wrestlers from Elyria, they were out there all the time. You know what I mean? And like I said, we were just building. We were just building at the time. We weren't great, but they bought in, and they bought into a lot of different stuff. You know what I mean? We talked a lot about life and moving forward. And you know, when you're a 27, 28 year old dude like I was, I wasn't a whole lot older than these guys. You know, and it was I probably learned as much from them as they did from me. And I know, and anybody that knew me back in my 20s, they probably kept me out of as much trouble as I kept them out of, to be honest with you. it was just such a great combination, man. Those guys, you know, and like I said, you know, they all improved greatly. And man, that was my first experience. Okay, when that senior class graduated in 2000, you know, I'm kind of like, what now? You know, and then I met my wife in April of 2000. You know, and I remember talking to her like, man, I'm going to miss those guys, you know. But I learned as a coach, well, okay, we've been putting our effort in. We built relationships with some youth kids and some junior high kids, and they're going to be coming in. And, man, it's just going to be fun. And it has been. It was for 25 years at Elyria. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to lie to you, man. I think sometimes it felt like it was it went in a blink of an eye. It went by quick.
Great stuff. You know, Eric, not everybody can coach their kids, and wrestling especially can be tough. And you did it as good, if not better, than almost anybody. Talk to me about how it was coaching your sons and how much fun that was for you to get to kind of go along on that ride and be a part of that.
You know, not to oversimplify it, man, but I guess I am. And I've had opportunities to talk to a lot of young coaches out there, especially a lot of young dad coaches. And I always looked at it like I had the best seat in the house. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I not only could I contribute and maybe help my kid in a match, but I'm right there, win or lose. And there were some exciting matches, man. I mean, you know, and obviously COVID had something to do with it. But, you know, my oldest son was the last state champion I coached at the state tournament. And my youngest son was the last match I ever coached. You know what I mean? So it's pretty wild, you know what I mean, when you think about it that way. But man, it was always the best seat in the house, man. And wrestling, if my kids wanted to ask me about some stuff at home, they would ask me. But we didn't bring it home. You know, it wasn't like going home and screaming at the kid for having a bad practice. Hell, they already felt bad enough. You know what I mean? You go through a practice and you get rung up that day, and you don't want to hear from the old man when you get home, right? It's like, yeah. You know, you gotta wait for them to come and talk to me. And sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. And their mother, Janet, I mean, dude, you talk about a mom who's just totally supportive in all the right ways. I mean, I don't mean babying them, but supporting, like, hey, you guys are out of line. You're not managing your weight right. You need to do this right. And to hear that from the mom and not just from the dad slash coach, right? You know, depending on which hat I had to wear at the time, you got two different hats. You got a dad hat, a coach hat. And that's the other thing, you know, that I like to talk about. You got to know when to put certain hats on. And I just had an absolute blast. Absolutely. I mean, win, lose, whatever. You know, we always had a great time. And but, you know, when you talk about the guys that you remember, and of course you remember everybody, right? You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Coach. I mean, you remember everybody. But just, you know, my sons got to hang out and spend a lot of time with Danny Mitchell, right? Danny was the first state champ that we had as a coaching staff here together back in 2005. And, you know, they got to be around Danny. I mean, they were little boys when Danny won it. You know, Mick was 3, Nate was 1. But they got to know Danny throughout the years, and they know what type of person he is. You know, and we've talked. You know, they got to watch Stevie Mitchell win a state title and Johnny Piecraft and be around those guys, you know. And I don't know. It's you know, there's so many building blocks in our program. You know, you'd like to talk about every single one of them. You know what I mean? Of course you don't. You don't have enough time. But, you know, guys like Matt Whiteley that wanted to be – they just were leaders. You know, back in 05 was the first time we cracked the top 10. And we probably could have even done a little better that year, but our leadership that year was astounding. And it started with Matt Whiteley, who was a two-sport star here. He was a track star and a wrestling star. His senior year, he placed at the state tournament. You know, but those are the things I remember, because it was improving the culture of the program. Because, you know what I mean, it's not just about wins and losses. It's about the culture that you're hoping to create. And once again, the kids did that, and the families did that. And that's the beautiful thing.
Eric, you know, we talked last year about, you know, what was in store for you afterwards. And I always give kudos to your wife, Janet. I think she's one of the first ladies of wrestling. You know, as supportive as she is and all that stuff. You said you were going to do some golfing, and you and Janet were going to do some golfing. Have you got to do any golfing with her? Excuse me, with your wife yet? And how's that working out?
Yeah, Coach, I just got to, like, learn not to run my mouth, man, because when I start yapping, man, she whoops my you know what I mean, man? It's like, I gotta enjoy the weather. It's 80 degrees. Come on, man. Just have fun. She's pretty doggone good. You know, but you know, I mean, we're talking about a girl that she was a hockey statistician in high school, man, and she went to BG and for a couple of years, and she followed their hockey program. And she was friends with some of the wrestlers here at Elyria High, but she didn't know anything about wrestling. You know what I mean? And then she ends up hooking up with a knucklehead like me. And even before we had kids, I mean, when we first started dating, it was April of 2000, man. And we went to freestyle tournaments, and it was like, hey, here's what I do on Saturdays, right? And she's like, I'm in. You know, and she's jumping in the truck with me, and we're going, and we're taking these kids to tournaments, and she's very smart. She learned, you know what I mean? She learned about wrestling, and I don't know, she just gets it. I mean, how much luckier could I be, right? I mean, crazy.
Great stuff, Eric. Great stuff.
Well, Eric. Sorry. Go ahead, Coach.
No, I appreciate it, man. Hey, listen. You know, the coolest thing about going in the Hall of Fame, man, is I get to stand up in front of a lot of people I respect, and talk about a lot of incredible people that I've had the joy and pleasure to be involved with. And that's what's up. Because you guys know I can go on and on, but it's always about all these people that mean so much to me. And that's why, you know, I appreciate you guys, you know, giving me this opportunity to talk about these people that are so important to me.
Well, I mean, Eric, in the last 10 minutes, you've mentioned, 30, 40, 50 other people that you've been involved with over the years. So, I mean, you're absolutely right. It is the people. And obviously, you play a monumental, critical role in all of that. But it certainly is the people around you that help make it so special as well. So.
And, Eric, as long as I do this, Eric, you will always be on the call list. Because I've, you know, I've watched your teams. I've watched you coach. I've watched your relationships. And it's what truly makes our sport special, and I can't talk to you enough about it, and I'm just so happy that you're being honored by the Elyria Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited, and of course, you know, my parents, I couldn't have done anything without them, and of course, my college coaches, Coach Bob and Davis up at Clarion, man, those guys, you talk about getting molded like a second set of parents. I mean, they had their hands full with me, man. So, they did a great job. Those guys did great too. So, you know, I could go on and on, but I appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity to talk about these people that are so important.
Well, it's our pleasure, Coach, and we certainly appreciate you joining us here this evening. Congratulations once again to you on being elected to that 2023 Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. Certainly well-earned, and I mean, yeah, obviously you mentioned all the other people that have helped you along the way with that. Clearly a special group that you've been around in your career. So, Coach, thank you again. I'm sure we'll be catching up again sometime in the near future, so thank you again.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much, man. Have a great day.
And that is a longtime Elyria wrestling coach, Eric Burnett, as he makes his way to the 2023 Elyria Class, or Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. So we'll step aside, take a break. We'll be right back here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.